Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's Maciel Matos.
I'm from Dominican Republic, from a small city, Iway. And I started playing volleyball when I was like 12 years old. So I moved to the big city to play for the national team. And there I played for 4 years, and then I get recruited from a coach from Miami, in Kendall, Miami-Dade College. So I came here 4 years ago with no English at all, zero English. And he talked to me and he said, like, I can help you in English or volleyball and everything that you need. So I say, like, why not? And I came here to the United States. I was 17 years old. And there I took, like, three English classes. But I have to graduate to be able to come here to Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton because it's a Division I school. And I took, like, two classes or three classes. But it's not, like, easy to learn English just in class. Like, you have to practice and, you know, talk to people and everything. But in Miami, it's really hard to learn because it's a lot of Spanish people. And there I learned, like, a little bit, like, the basic things. But always, like, every time that I took a class, like a speech class, there were people like laugh or, I don't know, make fun of my accent. So there I started to be afraid to speak English in public. But I have to graduate, so I just keep going and try to get the American accent. But it's not easy. So then I graduate and we won the nationals, and then the coach from Florida Atlantic University, Boca Raton, called me and offered me like a scholarship. I say, like, why not? So let's do it. But I was like really scared because my English wasn't like good, and here there is no Spanish people, and so you have to talk English, like perfect English. So she told me the same thing, that she's gonna help me and everything to get my diploma. So I came here, but with the same language barrier. And I was scared because in Miami, I had like some teammates sometimes talk to me and I didn't understand. So they laugh or they make fun. So I always have like that in my head, that if I talk, people don't gonna understand or people gonna laugh. So since then, I'm afraid to talk to people in public, or I have to, like, if I meet someone, the first thing that I say is, hey, I'm from Dominican Republic, so my English is not that good, so please, you know, take it easy. And then I came here and I'm taking classes, but I took like a speech class again. And that was a girl that I do a presentation, and she again happened, the same thing happened to me, that she laughed for my accent. And I didn't realize because I was doing my presentation, but my teammate told me, hey, that girl is laughing at you because of your accent or because you say something wrong. I was really nervous, so maybe I say something wrong. I didn't realize. I'm a senior. I'm going to graduate in May. And when I finish, I'm going to play pro. I don't know where yet, but I have some offers to play professional, but I don't know the exact place yet.
Maciel Matos with a story about getting a volleyball scholarship.
With a story told with the world's most beautiful accent, don't you think?
It is a nice accent, but the story mentions how it disturbed a lot of her classmates as well.
I know. I also find that her English was great. Now, maybe 4 years ago people made fun of her English, but even that, there are so many people in this area for whom English is not a first language. It's unimaginable to me. It makes me feel so naive about what people go through.
Do you think she was a little bit sensitive about her accent and perceived more laughter about it than was actual there?
That is exactly what storytelling is about. This is Maciel's experience from her point of view. And somebody else in that class, the laugher or somebody listening to the laugher, may have experienced it totally different. And what psychologists say, because they hear a lot of stories, what psychologists say is this was her reality. And she felt made fun of. And I am sure that there was somebody who either looked askance or rolled their eyes at something. I know people have done it when I've attempted to speak a foreign language in a foreign country. I know it.
She was especially sensitive to it.
Well, she's a young girl. And I was sensitive about it too, but I was older. I think when you're a college student or when you're a teenager, she's a little older because she'd spent time playing in her country, but you want to fit in. I mean, at any age, people want to fit in. You don't want to stand out. She stands out for very good reasons. You know, obviously, she's tall. She's a volleyball player. She's an exceptional athlete. Those are the reasons you want to stand out in life, not because you can't speak the language that other people speak.
Being in South Florida and such a heavy Latin culture, I'm surprised she didn't fit in more so.
Yeah, well, it's funny. She says in Miami, it was hard to learn English because there were so many Spanish speakers. And then she came further north to Boca Raton and there were none. There are some, of course, but she didn't find anybody who was going to speak Spanish to her. And I think this is a story many of our listeners can relate to in one way or another. Either we know people who've gone through this or we ourselves have gone through this.
Well, good luck to Maciel and her volleyball career. Karen, thanks for bringing in that story. I understand there's a story event coming up.
Yes, tonight at 8 p.m. at Florida Atlantic University's Glades Road campus, 777 Glades Road. There's the Living Room Theater, and in the cafe, there's a story slam tonight, 8 o'clock, and I will be there.
If our listeners want to find out more about that and also how to get on the Public Storyteller, how can they contact you?
Send me an email, cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at F as in Frank, A-U.E-D-U.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories, WLRN.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.